Well, Dungy, have you got your cans on, mate? You and I might have a cordial. We were hoping to speak with Liz Key. We will reschedule that for early next week. We also had teed up to have a cordial with Rahui Papa, but we also know that he's at a tangi in Marakopa, and sometimes connections to Marakopa can be a little bit scratchy down there in the mighty King Country and the limestone world of fossils that is Marakopa and surrounding districts. Thank you to Rahui. We'll look forward to talking with him next week and wishing him well. But an opportunity for me to have a yarn with Rangi, because the Koranahana is on next week, and Rangi's heading there, of course, performing as well in what should be some exciting kapa, but also for the Kawe Mate, which will allow him and his whānau to take the Kawe Mate of their nana and their kōrō now that Te Kepa has passed away, to Tūranga Waiwai. Tēnā koe e Rangi Ngamahi.
Kia ora tātou, morena.
Tēnā koe, mate. It's a special kaupapa at the Koranahana. Of course, they have one day where the people of Waikato Tainui bring their kawe mate and then the doors are opened. What's the whānau connection to Tūranga Waiwai for you?
For me personally, well, my mum is from there. My I te taho toku kuia, my mum's mum, her whānau, we're Pakis. We're originally from Huntly there, Te Marae o Te Ohaki, and that is actually one of the names of my sons.
Yeah.
Is Te Ohaki, it's his middle name.
And
because it's two connections on both sides, my parents, my mum. Te Ohaki is the marae, and Te Ohaki is also the middle name of our papa on the Reedy side. So it's a cool little connection. But yeah, that's our Tainui taha, and it's so cool that we get to take papa back. And actually, Tainui asks, because he's established the first kura a iwi, which was in Te Akitai Te Waiohua, he hapu iwi no Tainui, and Kingi Tangahard, and so is our kura, you know. In our marae, we have all the kingitanga in there, we have the queen, our queens, and so on and so forth. But we only put them up when they pass away, so yeah. And that's Papa's connection anyway with Tainui. Is he's always been close with the kingitanga, and they always come up to open any building for Ngā Tapuai or something like that. So yeah, they've always been close with the kingitanga.
Tēnā koe. Well, that'll be a proud moment as well. Special. Are you familiar with which days and what? We'll probably pick up with Rahui next week. When does it all start? Is it the middle of next week or the following week?
I think it's the beginning of this week coming.
Okay.
Because the day we go down for Papa's Kawe Mate is on Wednesday, the 2nd of September. So I know that's the Tainui day. So it probably starts from Monday, Tuesday onwards.
Yeah. And then you've got politicians visiting and all of that sort of thing as well for the annual Koranahana. And Kapaka performance well. So you mentioned something briefly yesterday about a mass performance.
Yeah, so usually all the groups from different rohi, because, you know, if you start doing individual groups, we'll be here for days. Kapaka, almost as long as Te Matsutani if we do that. But so they've kind of collated it into rohe, so say tamaki, like our tamaki rohe will be us angi to Te Wakahui, Ngātu Manako, Waiatu from this rohe, and we all do one big mass performance, and then there's the Tainui ones as well, Te Tai Rāwhiti, so on and so forth. So it's gonna be fun. And I just realised that we've been doing this for a while now.
It would seem as well. Wonderful to get together and, you know, out of that spirit of competition, which is important as well. Every couple of years we go head-to-head with each other. But at times as well, quite deliberately, we pull all the groups together, and there's a wonderful vibe when everyone is united rather than, some sort of whakataitai.
Definitely.
Pretty special. And looking forward to hearing or seeing some of those mass celebrations of kapa. Kore Nehana is on next week. Of course, it's got sports and debates and river activities. But I guess the main kaupapa is the quality of the whakaro behind the kōrero on the pie.
Always. How reka is your kōrero? That's just as good as the kai you're going to be served.
You know, some people have great abilities with words, but not necessarily with thinking.
Yeah, well, actually, that came out a lot during my papa's tangi, you know, because papakipa was the same. It just rolled off the top of their, you know, those great orators, their masters, they're doing it. You could just see someone and the whole whakapapa will drop in front of them. I remember my papa used to say, it used to be like a audio book, visual book that pops up right there in front of you as you're standing, and he just flows on. Eh? You just start from one piece to another and you just keep reading it like a book. And I was just like, oh man, I can't wait till I get to that stage.
Yeah, well, it takes some work, doesn't it? Yeah. And also these elements that we note too, of knowledge, of historical knowledge, of hononga between marae, peoples, iwi, and then the ability to weave it all up into a compelling address that's sprinkled with humour. And with metaphor, I mean, there's a whole lot of things going on in Whaikōrero. Hey,
yeah.
I won't ask you to name names, but did you see some young guys who carried these traits stand to address your papa?
Yes.
And what do you make of that as young men, particularly trying to incorporate all these elements of Whaikōrero? There's only a few that get it right, eh?
Oh, definitely. You know, everyone's, but I think the best thing about it is all of them trying, you know, because a lot of them don't have the platforms and stuff to be able to do the Whaikōrero, and you can't just do it anyway. So for all those young ones that did stand in, yes, there was actually a few. The funny thing was, they were all like my... a couple classes younger than me, or, you know, they all stood up as ex-students / mokopuna of Te Kepa, and they stood up and, yeah, they spoke beautifully. Man, some of them surprised me. Now, back in school, I didn't think any of them could speak like that, but now they're all growing up, they're all papas now, and all realised, and I guess... Yeah, you just come back to give the aroha to papa, and yeah, there are some beautiful whaikōrero out there, especially in our reanga now. They're all the kohanga kids coming through.
Yeah, yourself included.
Yeah.
I don't hear you using your reo as much as I might have expected, bearing in mind your fluency from school days, but when do you tend to use yours?
That's actually a great question. It's sometimes it just flow off. Like now in our conversations, I'll just use words here and there. But a lot of it's when, you know, I do it to my son. I talk more Māori to him than I do English. And then my dad as well. Like, he likes to talk to me in Māori, and I'll reply in Māori and things like that. But that's usually the only times I'll be doing it, in Whaikōrero and the marae or your kuia or karawa, whenever they talk to you. And usually they talk to me in Māori, so I reply in Māori. And not crazy amounts. Like I would love to. Like I would love to have the Māori slang, but you know, sometimes you just don't want to be wrong.
Well, today we're just really acknowledging this time where. The passing of a guy like Te Kepa, who was part of the journey for so many as the head of kura, that it was an opportunity for those who benefited from his foresight to stand and address the old kura. Now, these opportunities are rare, but to be able to stand and give thanks, as many did, and to express themselves in Te Reo Māori, was the dream come true for their parents and for many of us. So pretty special opportunities. Te Kore Nehana is on next week, and we'll keep you posted on all of the haps.